The bill would turn the state's child welfare programs over to private companies by contracting out services like adoption and foster care. That change would shut down some state services. Senator Renee Unterman is the bill's co-sponsor.
I do believe the system is broken. When you turn on the news every night and you see a child dying, it is a product of the system. The system is broken.
The Division of Family and Child Services currently oversees the state's child welfare system. Under the bill, DFACS would be required to submit a plan on how the contracting process would work by January of next year, with rollout beginning in July. Unterman says she was motivated by the death of 5-year-old Imani Moss, whose case was screened out by DFACS despite the girl's significant history with the division.
Are we supposed to sit back and let another Imani Moss case come up and say, whoops, I'm sorry, that life didn't matter? And the system continues to go, the system continues to function like it is. I'm not willing to do that.
But under the bill, DFACS would still continue to investigate abuse and neglect cases. Rachel Ewald heads the nonprofit Foster Care Support Foundation, which works with DFACS to find foster homes and provide parent training. She says the investigation side is where lawmakers should be focusing.
These children that died, they were not in the foster care homes. So that's not going to stop. This bill is not going to stop those children from dying. We'll see the same stories.
Melissa Carter heads Emory's Barton Child Law and Policy Center. She says there's no indication that private organizations will sign on to this idea, a crucial part of the plan's success.
And those are things we just don't know yet. And in fact, most of us who are stakeholders of this system feel like we may not be ready for this just yet.
A subcommittee approved the bill Thursday. It now moves to a full Senate committee. Michelle Aloy, WABE News, the state capital.